radio is changing. Did you know that a fifth of radio listening is now from a smart speaker? Cambridge 105 Radio is changing too. From Saturday the 7th of December, we'll have a new name, Cambridge Radio. We'll still be available on digital radio, online, smart speakers, and of course 105 FM, but with a new name, Cambridge Radio.
Alex Elbrun.
Across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Time to talk to two of the cast from Spamalot, which is coming to the Ely Maltings next week. It says, get ready for the legendary Laugh Fest with Spamalot. And I'm very pleased that Nick and Alfie join me this morning. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Good morning.
Would you like to introduce yourselves and say who you are playing?
Sure. So I'm Nick Metcalf, and I am playing the part of King Arthur.
And what about you, Alfie? Well, Alfie seems to have frozen. So we'll carry on with you, Nick.
Sure.
So what's Alfie's playing? Patsy, is that right?
Alfie is playing. Yeah.
So I'm going to.
My work so talented, award winning, apparently.
So, for those that don't know about Spamalot, can you give us a little bit of the background and what it is about?
Yeah, sure. So it's based on the film Monty Python's Holy Grail, which is, of course, a satirical farce on the story of King Arthur and his Knights of the Round Table and their quest for the Holy Grail, the cup that was used at the Last Supper. And in true Monty Python form, it's daft, it's funny. It has everything, a bit of romance, a bit of song and a bit of dance. And this is the stage show that was created kind of from the bones of that film.
That sounds very funny. Now, how did you get involved in it? Have you done stuff with cats before?
No. So I've not done anything with cats before. But I kind of try and keep an eye on roles that are coming up that look interesting in the local area. So I'm actually from Bury St Edmunds, and I've done plenty of stuff on the theatre hall stage there. But this is my first one with cats. So I went along to the first audition, or like a read-through information day, and they were just so very welcoming. The director, Steph Peachy, kind of, you know, gave us her vision of what she wanted the show to be like. We had the musical director, Gaz Brown, there, and he did the same. And then it was, you know, people who were auditioning. They just made me feel very welcome. And sometimes, you know, being in the theatre isn't always the friendliest of places. But these guys were just amazing. And so I auditioned, and I was fortunate enough to have pulled a good enough audition out of the bag to be cast as King Arthur.
That's wonderful. Now, Alfie, are you back on and are you able to... Yeah, brilliant.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're much better.
Amazing.
You were unfortunate. No, it's okay. It's the wonders of technology. We are speaking to Alfie and Nick via Zoom, and generally that's fine. But of course, today it decided it was having a wobble. But it can hear you loud and clear now. So, Alfie, do you want to say a little bit about your character and how you've got involved and what you've done in the past?
Yes, yeah, so I've done performing for basically all my life now, and then I've done shows with Cat in the past, but I heard about this through one of the by the musical director, and I auditioned, got the role of Patsy, and I play King Arthur's, I think he's described online as like the horse, so I know, so I basically trot around the stage of Nick as his servant the whole time.
That, I mean, even just saying that bit, obviously.
Yeah.
So have you done a lot of comedy before? Is this something new to you?
Yes, I've pretty much played a lot of comedy roles my whole life. I think that's like my strong point in the acting. It's a lovely joy to play this amazing cast as well.
And are you up with the singing as well?
Yeah, singing. I'm quite a good singer. If I do say so myself.
That's all right. So, then, yeah. And I've also seen some of your social media for all of you learning the dances and things, which does look a lot of fun. How are you getting on with that, both of you?
Yeah, I go to a performance school, so I've got acting, singing, dance, and training. But it is a cast of mixed ranges of abilities. But I think we're all jumping head first. I don't know about you, Nick.
I mean, it's great fun. I mean, and to work alongside a triple threat like yourself, Alfie, is that's one of the high points.
Yeah, this is always the problem. The triple threats, they get you every time, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm a threat and a half at best, Alex.
But I'm sure that's what makes it great, though, because everyone has to work together and bring out everybody's strengths in that sense. And, you know, I can't think of a better musical than a Monty Python Spamalot to do that for people, because, you know, all the definitely... Monty Python is definitely in a league of its own for kind of comedy and the way it goes about things. So do you know the reasoning behind picking this? Was this something that has been done by the creative team?
Well, I think, you know, Spamalot is one of those shows that takes an awful lot of effort to put on. You know, there's a lot of scenery. There's over 150 costumes, I think, that have been made by the wonderful Ishbel and her team of sewers. So it's not an easy show to put on. So I think when you get the opportunity to have the right people in the right place at the right time, it's a show that you kind of want to put on. People are familiar with it. You know, we're still in the world of theatre struggling with a little bit of post-COVID audience numbers, but ticket sales are looking healthy on this one. And whilst, you know, the main thrust of any amateur organisation putting theatre on is to have fun and have that community spirit and put on the best shows possible, you have to turn a profit as well to be able to continue to do that. So picking the right show at the right time is very important. I think they've hit it just right with this one.
It sounds absolutely brilliant. It sounds like a really good fun. And like you were saying, being able to be part of that community, and you've for something like this and Spamalot, you've got to throw yourself right in it, can't you? You can't do this half-hearted. And I'm guessing everyone in there is giving it everything.
Oh, 100%.
You know, yes. 100%. You know, I think as well, with it being a comedy, we've been given the latitude to have some fun and laughter during the rehearsal process as well. You know, Alfie and I had only met a couple of times before we started rehearsing for this, and certainly from my point of view, we've been getting on like house on fire. It's laughs with mates, but you know, then we're now obviously at the serious business end of it, but we're still having fun doing it, right, Alfie?
100%. It's one of the funnest shows to do. It's just laugh after laugh, and the audience are in for a real treat.
Oh, that sounds brilliant. Now, so tell us, one of you nominate, who's going to tell us about where exactly it is and what times, what days and what times, and how we get tickets, more importantly.
Yes, I'll say it's at the Maltings in Ely, just by the riverside. It's on the next week from Thursday to Sunday. We've got performances at 7:30 Thursday, Friday, Saturday, with two matinee on the Saturday at 2:30 and a matinee on the Sunday at 2:30 as well.
Oh, wow. I didn't realise it goes on to the Sunday. That's quite unusual, yes. But great for people that, especially for those that want to go to matinees or are away in the week and can't get there. So it's the 14th, isn't it? Right through to the Sunday.
Yes. And that, 14th to the 17th.
And say, how do people find tickets?
You can go online. If you go to our social media, the Campaign Amateur Theatre on Facebook, or you can just search up on Ticket Source, Spamalot, and you'll find us under Campaign Amateur Theatre at the Ely Maltings.
That's brilliant. I bet you can, if you found it on the Ely Maltings website, I presume as well. But
I believe so.
Hopefully there's a link there as well. Well, thank you both for that. It sounds absolutely brilliant. So it's next week at the Ely Maltings from next Thursday. It's Monty Python Spamalot. Thank you very much.
And we also have a BSL performance on the Thursday night.
Oh, excellent.
A signed performance. So do come along as that as well.
Oh, that's absolutely brilliant. Well, well done for putting that on as well. So thank you very much, Alfie and Nick.
It's worth watching that just to see the person trying to sign some of the stuff from Spamalot.
The improvisations.
Of course, yeah. I mean, that is definitely a real skill to watch in any sense, but I can imagine some of the text will be very interesting for that one. Break a leg to both of you. Thanks ever so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Alex.
Cambridge 105 Radio.